You're lacking in one thing, Jesus tells the rich young man. You're lacking in one thing. This gospel is very special to me. When I was in seminary right away, I was having a hard time. I didn't really like seminary, and I wanted to leave. And I just saw myself as that rich young man who had a lot of stuff going on, and Christ was calling me to follow him in a very kind of particular way. And I didn't want to. I didn't want to go through with it. And the thing that kept me in, among other things, was I knew that if I went away, I'd go away sad, that this is what Jesus was calling me. And he was calling me to a greater act of trust and faith in him, that he's withholding some of the excitement that I'd felt before entering into seminary, and seeing, was I really willing to make the sacrifices needed to follow him, to show him, above all, that I cared about serving him and his kingdom above all else. For us, too, there's often one thing. What's your one thing? If Jesus came to you and said, yes, I see you. You know, you go to daily mass, you follow the commandments, you do all this stuff. What's the one thing that's holding you back? Well, it's a great time to figure that out during Lent. What's the thing that holds me back from following Christ completely? As we see, it's not primarily a moral thing. You can't really, it's good to try and give up sins for Lent, but then it kind of makes for an awkward Easter. You can't really have like, oh, hey, I'm going to get this sin back in my life. Lent is about giving up good things that, however, we've developed too strong of an attachment to. You know, you've heard like the kind of cliche saying, or whatever, you can't take a U-Haul with you when you're gone, you know, that there's or no U-Haul behind a hearse. That what are the attachments to good things that hold me back from being completely free, from being completely united to God? And of course, that's what you can spend these next 48 hours asking God, what holds me back from you? Is it some possession? Is it some practice? Is it some relationship, something technological? What is it that holds me back from you? And to help him have you offer it to him, not because it's a bad thing, but just because it's something which you put too much affection in. And Jesus is a jealous God. God is a jealous God, he says in the Old Testament. He wants all your affection. He wants 100% of your love. And what are the things that I can use that direct me to that love, like the love of a spouse or love of children? And what are things that distract me from that love? What are attachments I've formed that prevent me from experiencing fully that which God has for me? And of course, it is an act of trust, an act of faith. But we know that if we do it, we won't go away sad because we lost that attachment. We'll become infinitely happy because we're forever united with God, starting now and, of course, in heaven where we have no possessions. And the disciples, and another, as the gospel goes on, Jesus does say, whatever you give up for me, you'll receive 100-fold. And it's true in my life. I'm glad I persevered and received all those gifts that God had waiting for me. But if you can just make the little investment of the sacrifice of that one thing, you'll receive 100-fold. Not 100 times of what you gave up, but 100 times more happiness because you received God instead of that merely earthly thing.